This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Valdez playing a silly off the single soundtrack from many, many moons ago. We're happy to welcome into the studio comedian Ali Siddiq. He's at DC Improv this weekend. For all your tickets, go to dcimprov.com for all the information. Welcome, Ali. How are you?
What's good, brother?
Yeah. Thanks for being in the studio. I was yelling at the producers because I think he was mispronouncing his last name. Or JP was. What are you
I think
dogs?
I mispronounced it once because I thought I heard him say Siddiq. Yeah. So I wavered. I wavered throughout the show. Went from Siddiq to Siddiq to back to Siddiq.
It.
And then I asked him during the break, is it Siddiq?
Why does your name have to be so hard, man? It's so tough, Ali.
I've changed it for that reason.
Right. What's your ethnicity?
My name is actually Siddiq Ali.
Okay.
So I just changed it because people, Siddiq throws people.
Right.
I'm like, I don't even know why it just throws people.
So you but changed your name, but you kept both names.
Yes. Right. I just reversed it.
Flopped it.
I reversed it, and then black people got a problem with Muhammad. I mean, with the Ali part.
Right. Yeah.
So is it Ali, Oli? I'm like, who's your favorite boxer? Muhammad Ali. Drop the Muhammad. That's me right there. Ali, just simple. Right.
What's your ethnicity? Are you like Ethiopian? Do you know?
Yeah, I know, but
Why are you asking? What's your ethnicity?
Puerto Rican Italian.
Right.
My mother was born in Puerto Rican.
Why are you asking? Aren't you from
I'm
Houston
curious,
or something?
Siddiq is the last name.
No, Siddiq, he's just telling me what's his first name. Yeah.
It threw me off. I'm curious.
You know what?
You're never curious?
Just call him Sid.
Jason, ask everybody where they're from.
That's true. Well, Jason, you've looked up. I guarantee you know Ali's whole bio.
I don't. I think he's from Houston.
Yeah,
or that area, anyway.
Yeah, that area. Yeah, now.
And I know he doesn't like talking about where he's from.
He just hasn't answered. He's chosen not to answer so far.
I'm still looking at you trying to figure it. You look very white. I don't see the Italian at all. Like,
Northern Italy, and in Puerto Rico, you got everything from white to black. I'm first generation born here.
Yeah. And I'm just Haitian. So you was around.
Ah, okay. There you go. So part of
I don't know if you're telling the truth now. I can't tell.
I believe him.
Oh, you are.
So part of
nobody lies about being Haitian.
That's a good point.
That's not
that is true.
The let me pick the country I want to be from. I'm gonna pick the poorest one.
Right. Trump's not a fan.
Definitely not a fan.
Haiti was one of the countries, right?
Right.
Definitely not a fan.
So part of Ali, like if you Google Ali, the big thing you see when you read about Ali is your time in prison and how that shaped you. And that's really where you became a comedian, right? Like you weren't known as funny before, or I have that wrong? Because I was watching some of your videos and doing my research.
No, I was 19 when I got busted, so I really wasn't doing comedy. So I wasn't the funny guy nowhere. I was just a person who... I talk.
Even in high school, you weren't.
Nah, I beat you up in high school. And I came to homecoming in a Jag and a mink on. I really wasn't fighting.
Right.
So I had money. I was a drug dealer.
When did you start doing that, by the way?
How old were you? 14.
14? And then was
not,
the money...
Not proud at all.
Right. But was the money crazy, like, right at the beginning?
No.
Or did it take a while?
That's a misconception. Nobody is... Look, it's not a lot of... Noriegas and El Chapos,
right.
You know, you know, it's not a lot of free Ricky Rosses and all that. It's a lot of you're not even mid level. You beginning, you start up, so you get no money. You get what you're making, and then you have to maybe if you're working for somebody, you split that. But I was on my own, so maybe $100, you know, and that took a while to get to. You know, you have to find customers and things of such nature. It's not a business that you just start.
Right.
It's not
like
a sales business.
It's like a sales executive. It's like a sales executive in radio. Right. You start from the bottom, got to work your way up.
Yeah, you got to work up, man.
You're not just going to start off as Wesley Snipes in New Jack City.
And see,
but that's all we know.
That's
that's all we know. Yeah, we know about the Carter. We know the Chris Rock was from.
No, the honesty in his eyes. He's like, no, New Jack City is my whole. I don't know anything. I know New Jack City, and that's.
Did you ever watch The Wire?
Yes, I watched.
Was it very similar to that? Was your life real similar to that growing up?
You can give it that. Not as detailed as The Wire, because The Wire was, it was some people's lives that was connected to me that was The Wire 100%. Right. But I was a little, I'm very more standoffish than people. I didn't get into a lot of drug dealer beefs. I got into with the Colombians one time, and it's because they started it. They started, and it was, you know, I was one of the people who came up with, it was honor amongst thieves. So we doing business, you don't need to bring extra people and guns and this nonsense, and I'm just going to bring what I'm supposed to bring. But then it went south, and they
was it over territory?
No, that's TV stuff.
Oh, it is. That's TV stuff.
Territory. It's all we know. I also learned a lot from Ozark.
Again,
by
that's
the
all
way.
You know.
Ozark has taught me a little bit of money laundering.
In a city,
Jason Bateman. Good
it's
show.
Like everybody's buying drugs. It's no, hey, you can't sell over here. You get that. That's
so that never happens.
It probably happens in some small places.
Right,
but
right.
Not with me. I was in Houston.
Did you have a crew? Like, did you have protection? I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated by that world.
I'm laughing only because these are the things. I'm going right back to him. It's right. All we know.
It's a world.
But you
colliding.
Had to be pretty big though to go. You were in prison for how long? For 6 years?
Yeah, on a 15.
So, yeah.
No, you don't have to really be. Don't do that. Don't judge it by time.
I am it's, kind of.
It, yeah, you are, but it's not true. It's people who. It's people
so
who
even
got
a small,
less.
Small drug dealers.
Yeah, you know, I'm telling you, it's people who got less than me, who had got caught with less than me. They got way more time than me.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's another thing about money. If you have a lawyer, you can get through anything. But if you don't have money,
right.
Then if you get caught, it's people who sitting in jail now for marijuana charges and it's legal.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So I got a marijuana charge in Houston. I go to court on the 20th. Am I concerned? No. And I say that on the special. You got me in here on a half a blunt. I got busted with 5 keys. Really? I'm ashamed of me and you. I'm so ashamed of y'all.
So when you were there, then how did the comedy element, how did that start to play in?
That's the misconception. Journalists and other people write that as if like it's a comedy program.
No, but like it was a coping style or something. That's what I'm assuming.
Nah, this is who I am. I wasn't a comic. I was a person who I say something that's jovial in my everyday conversation. It's like just like you. You probably talk to somebody, and in a conversation, you say something funny. Are you a
Rarely,
comedian?
But
Are
yeah.
you a comedian? No, you're just a person that's jovial.
Right.
That's how I was. And I explained to people, like I just did a show, and people were like, well, were you using comedy for protection? I'm like, man, really look at me. And look at my face. I don't need nobody to protect me from nothing.
I don't have a He's got a scary face. I think he would scare me.
But he's not a huge guy. He's small.
No,
not a huge guy at all, but I'm a very formidable opponent with anybody who stepped to me. Like anybody. It doesn't matter whatever the situation.
He looks scary to me.
Yeah, like he can take care of his business.
If you step to me, it's going to be a problem. And I hope you survive. That's just my mentality.
Is this in your act, this part of the story?
No, and it is. I tell people, because, you know, it's, you know.
People don't want to heckle him.
People have right. got out.
Like comedians are getting attacked on stage. You seen this?
Yeah. Somebody tried that with me like 3 years ago.
Really?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Why? Because you said something to piss them off?
I can show you the video, but it didn't work out for the four of them.
And why? Because you offended one of them? That's why?
Mm-hmm. He took offense to something I said. I wasn't even talking to him.
Right.
Wasn't even talking to him. And he decided to walk close to the stage and spit on me.
Ooh.
Right now, he probably wouldn't spit on somebody in a conversation.
Where was this?
Houston.
You know, is it crazy. On YouTube?
Nah, we sent a cease and desist because I was up for a thing with NBC at the time.
Uh-huh.
And they filed an assault on me, him and his four friends.
You pummeled him?
Yeah, it went pretty good.
I wouldn't mess with you.
I would love to see it.
Right?
I would love to see it.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, no.
He's got the vid on his phone.
I mean, we can wait until the commercial break. But I just
my phone is
Uh-oh.
Jacket. I have it.
Yeah, I'll wait. It's fine.
That's crazy. But, I mean, is that something that's been happening, for, like, periodically for years, like, with
yeah,
comics?
It's been a couple of people that's jumped out the box on a lot of comics. And, you know, I don't know what's going on with people.
Is it just because people are drunk, basically? What percentage of the audience is drunk when you perform?
I have no clue. I'm not concerned. I don't do any percentages. I don't even go out there and let. Now, if I see somebody who's overly drunk when I come out, I don't try to kick them out. I just say, hey, look, I'm going to give you time to be drunk because mm-hmm. I've been drunk before, so I understand.
Right.
But during the course of my show, I just want to do.
Let me do my thing.
My show, because my show is not. It's not based on, oh, I'm going to do this joke, this joke. Every show is there. I don't think I've done the same set in maybe 15 years.
Right.
Every show is pretty much different. I have a base 20% of what I'm going to say. Hey, I'm going to say, it's reversed with me. My conversation is actually the show. The jokes are a segue into something else that I want to talk about.
Right. Have you been coming to D.C. a lot? Is this
I've come to D.C. maybe like three times.
And at the Improv before?
No, I've been
to
Improv. I came to Improv first time here with D.L., and then I came again with Bill Bellamy. I was the feature for DL for like 4 years. I was on the Ladies Night Out tour with Bill Bellamy for like 5 years. And then I came here at the Constitutional Hall. I came to Constitutional Hall.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good spot.
Mm. Don't mess with him.
You're just scared now. Now you're scared to ask any questions.
Well, I don't know.
We're just disappointed
no idea.
That our shows aren't that real.
Because every question I ask him, he says, no, it's TV, man.
No, I'm answering the questions. I'm giving you the.
So, well, let me ask you this.
This is what people got to understand. I don't like Orange is the New. I didn't never like Orange is the New Black. I didn't like the. I didn't like Oz because it's dumb. It's like it's stuff that doesn't fit what actually happens there.
Orange
so
is the
when
New
people,
Black is an awful show. My wife started watching that. I think it's for
I've never
women,
seen that.
It's all women.
Jakes, have you seen
it's
that?
It's all women no. in jail.
But this is a show that
it's
people
stupid.
Compare. Oh, you've been to prison. I said, dude, I had to explain to people. I was doing stand-up 17 years before I ever did a prison story.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did This Is Not Happening. And I tried to, my whole life wasn't about prison. It's like, and what happened in prison. People want the real situation, but they want what they make believe on TV. And this is the real situation. When people ask me, I just give you the honest things. It's not like I want you to be educated on it so people can help other people. Every prisoner wasn't raped.
Right,
every
right,
prisoner,
right.
Every prisoner didn't people. I didn't have to protect myself from nobody. I'm like, nah, man, it's a misconception with a lot of things in prison. And so my special that comes out next Friday is basically addressing all of those things. And they see that it's not a one-sided thing. It's people in there with just mental issues. It's people in there with just drug issues. It's people that's in jail for all type of things that's not has nothing to do with violence.
Right.
And they just in there. And it's like, in my mind, I sit there, I wonder, why are you here? Like, what is this system doing that you are here? Why are you a nonviolent offender in a violent maximum security prison? Why are you even in here?
Hmm.
It doesn't match the crime.
So you were in max security.
I was in two max securities.
Great.
You know, and so what it did was curve me from being a jovial young man at 19. By the time I was 21, I'd probably stabbed 4 or 5 people by that time. It probably not based on, oh, I wanted to stab somebody. I'm in a riot. I happen to be out here. You know what I'm saying? I was going to eat and it jumped off. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the hallway and a gang jumped off. I happen to be out here. And so, you know, I'm going to protect me. I'm not going to, you know, fall to something that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right.
So in prison, I didn't beat up officers in prison. Like, yo, if officer decided he wanna fight because he got an attitude, hey, man, we can sell this like men.
You saw that? Certain officers in the prison just.
I saw it. I did it.
Hmm. Oh, so you did?
So
you got in fights with officers?
In the laundry room. Me and the officer, he wanted to square up, thought he had something.
Right.
Hey, man, let's see what you got.
How'd that turn out?
He got beat down. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, hey, man, put your shirt back on before they come back in here. Because if your shirt off, they know this was an actual fight.
Right, you get
you know
fired.
You get fired. I actually
have to give the officer respect then because he was willing to do it. Do you know what I mean? Instead of like abusing his power.
You can give him respect, but not me.
Yeah, but that's fine. You fought him, but I think.
That was his doing. It's when people want to. In prison, it's all type of different dynamics, and some people want to feel tough.
Yeah,
outside of the uniform, because this is what you say, like, man, if I beat you up, all you're gonna do is call the the rest of these officers. Mm-hmm. Like, nah, I'll fight you straight up. And I was like, no, you won't. And then, like, what you want to do? I said, well, take your shirt off. And then, because if his shirt is off, that means you was this was a consensual fight.
Right.
Man, beat him up. And then this was the honorable part, that body shot. When I hit him with that body shot, because I told him, I'm not going to hit you in your face at all. And he didn't believe that. Mm-hmm. I hit him with that body shot and kneeled him. And he's like, every day, he's like, yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. I'm like,
hey, I give him credit.
It's stained on it. Because, I used to box. Coming up, I was a boxer.
Right.
So you have no, you
and he
box.
Had no idea.
So you gave him left hook to the body.
You got a lot to deal with me. You got boxing, you got capoeira, and you got bagua kung fu. Wasu, this long fist. So you got a lot to contend
what is that?
With.
I don't even know.
What mixed martial arts. He was in mixed martial arts.
You know, it's kung fu, bagua.
Was there anybody else in that laundry room that saw the fight? Or was it just you and him?
Inmates. You know, laundry room is a very, you know, it's just us. Couple.
So you guys are like putting on a show. Are guys like betting on you guys and everything?
No,
just watching.
It didn't happen before. He's not the first laundry officer to step out the box, because officers get very comfortable with certain people. You know, you talk to somebody every day and you get an understanding, and sometimes you get into it, and then you like, hey, I ain't gonna write you up. Let's see what you got.
This is fascinating.
And then, if you in the field,
right.
You got the laundry, you had the boot factory.
We got to go to break. Ali Sadiq's hanging out with us. If you want to go see his show this weekend, dcimprov.com.
Yep. Listen up, all you sports fanatics and athletes. The St. James is coming. It's going to be a total game changer opening in September. The place is so impressive, it might as well be used for the next Olympics. The brand new complex boasts a field house, ice rinks, an Olympic-sized pool, and courts galore. You can join Learn to Play and developmental programs, competitive teams or leagues, or find top-notch coaching and training in over 30 sports. There are climbing and bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games, even an indoor water park, plus a premium health club, Medi Spa, Spike Mendelsohn Restaurant, and the Health and Sports Medicine Center, all under one roof. The St. James is opening in September. I've already signed up as a founding member, and you should too. Visit thestjames.co for more details and to find out how to join today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're joined in the studio by Ali Sadiq. He's performing at DC Improv this weekend. You can get tickets at dcimprov.com. We couldn't have lived more different lives. Like, we're four guys who grew up in the suburbs.
No.
Like, we went to a middle school, which, you know, you might point to, like, our middle school years. We were in PG County, whatever, but the story he's telling us during the break.
He's telling some incredible stories.
Really
they're crazy. But I still want to know, then, how do you make that transition into comedy? So you get out, and then you go, I'm going to start doing stand-up? That's crazy. That takes balls.
This is how it actually started. I'm an SSI, which is a janitor, on close custody, and I go clean up. That's what my thing is, clean up. But I didn't clean up until, like, the end of my shift, because they were locked off like 23 hours a day. So they had these cells. We on LS2, and they can throw stuff out and do whatever. And I would be like, nah, I'm not cleaning up until at the end. So I would just sit there and read the paper, and this dude was like, hey, let me see some of that paper. I'm like, nah, I don't feel like you burning up the run, and I got to clean that up. So he was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. So I tore the paper in half. I say, you read that side. And after you finish that sheet, give me that back. I give you another sheet. So they start reading the paper. I start letting everybody read the paper. And they would send me a line of pieces of paper. So they'll burn it up, and I know them. So then they have a TV. So I would come and I would watch Martin, and I would perform the whole episode.
Oh, really?
Of Martin, all the characters. And it's just, I had this attentive voice. It's a run that you just imagine.
Martin went to our high school, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right, he did.
So it's 20 sales going down, mm-hmm. and it's somebody in each sale, and it's three rows, and I'm standing on the bottom, and I'm just doing all the characters. I'm doing Pam, Cole, Martin. I'm doing all the characters. So then Martin goes off, and I have nothing.
I have nothing to imitate. I have nothing.
So I would stand there with just a broom, and I'd just be talking about stuff that was going on in prison.
You're kidding.
And I would be talking about them, who was clean, who was dirty, you know, who was lying about what they was in there for.
Right.
And I would react. I'll react your case. I'm like, tell me what happened. I tell you, I say, so you went in there and you said this, and I would go back and just reenact it. People laugh and whatever. So this is how I basically started. Until my mind, I was like, well, if I can make people that have absolutely nothing to laugh about laugh,
right?
I think this is a good pathway. So when I got out, I went to this spot called Just Joking Apollo Night, and they were booing like everybody. Like everybody got up, they were just booing. And
were you anxious?
Very anxious.
Yeah.
And I was very anxious, and I was dressed wrong.
What were you wearing?
A suit. Because that's what I was watching. I was watching all these comedies. Everybody had on suits. I say, oh, that's what comedians wear, suits.
Right.
And it's a college night, and no, a suit doesn't really play in with rowdy college kids.
Right.
And as soon as I got up there, I got booed, like, for nothing. Like, I got booed from hello.
Where
like,
was this? Where was this?
Just Joking Comedy Cafe in Houston.
In Houston.
Did like, you want to fight? Did you tell them you could kick all their asses?
No, you can't.
Do they know who they're
booing?
You can't
fight a club. You just get booed. You just get booed and walk slowly back to the table and sit down. And my friend was like, what happened? What? You was booing, too. You was booing, too. I saw you. Like, man, it was infectious. It was like, you said your name. They start booing. I was like, ah, boo. Like my friend Dre. Dre's horrible. So then I came back 2 weeks later to the same club. Same club, 2 weeks later. Jeans,
same
T-shirt
deal.
On. Jeans and T-shirt on. And they booing everybody. And I walk up, and I said, hey, wait a minute. At least let me say something. Before y'all, let me model my outfit properly.
Right.
Before y'all boo me. So we start, you know, I start bantering back and forth with them. And long story short, maybe like a month later, I was the host of that Apollo night.
Oh.
And then I started at that club. And then the club closed down maybe like 4 years after that. But that was my home club.
That was your joint for 4 years. And when did you start venturing out to other spots? During that time or after?
Lavelle Crawford came to town. Maybe about a year in, mm-hmm. I was doing stand about a year in. Lavelle Crawford came to town, and he asked me to do some shows with him. I said, cool. I went out with Lavelle Crawford. It was good. Then, you know, I start doing opening and featuring for people, and I would do a show anywhere, college, old folks home. It didn't matter. I was like, do I have a stage? And right. He was like, no. Cool, I'll still take it. You right. know, it's dance floor. Sometimes you just walk in a room and there just be people eating. It's on you.
So you paid your dues.
Like, what? Right. It's on me. No introduction. Like, yeah, this is you. And so I did stuff for the Tea Party. That was the funniest show ever. I did something for the Tea Party in the height. And I didn't think they knew I was black. I walked on like.
You when they booked you?
Yeah. I was like, hey, yeah, I know y'all didn't know. I know. You looked at the name. Then you're like, eh, you know, we'll try it. And then I walk out. They're like,
how long do you do it though before you actually start making money? Because I always thought that guys, like, you have to do like open mic nights and all this stuff for years before you can actually really start getting any money.
I never did. Like, let me not say I never did one open mic. I did one, and I never went to an open mic again.
After that, screw it.
Never. And I know comics are listening. No, you know. No, that wasn't my stage. That's why when people say, well, you do, how did you start doing stand-up? My stand-up is not the same path as everybody else. When I get ready for a special, I get ready for anything. I get ready, before anybody hears a joke, my barbershop hears it first. Hmm. And they don't even know that it's going to be a joke. They just know I'm in there talking, and I could be arguing with you about something. And I'm just really, my argument is just to get all the details. Say if it's something I don't want to read up on, I just start arguing about it. And everybody going to chime
like
in.
And I
just sit there attentively.
He doesn't want to read up on it.
Yeah, some things, man, I don't have time. Like,
this is how you bone up on current events. It's not a bad idea.
Like, what just happened? Just go in the barbershop and just start it. With sports.
And you guys bought Bitcoin?
Yeah, and then I end up with Litecoin and Ethereum and Riddle. I end up with everything after that. It's on my phone. It's on my phone. End up in the barbershop. I'm like, and I walked in like, man, Bitcoin is a trap. It's a setup. And then all of a sudden, like, no, wait a minute, no, hold on. And then all of a sudden, really? How do you do that? do I need an app?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I'm trading, I'm buying. And
right. You're neck deep in the crypto game.
And I'm talking to people. Hey,
I mean,
you don't handle
kind of like what we do on our show at times.
Not that dissimilar.
I bait you. Easy. I used to write a little article in this hairstyle magazine called The Argument of the Day. And I remember the first article. And I can still jump this argument out with anybody. Michael Jordan is not the greatest basketball player of all time.
Oh, now I get an argument with this guy.
And I have very valid reasons.
Right.
I've talked more people down in this argument than anything. Like, you crazy. Because when you initially say it, that people just going to go on their emotional. They feel like they saw Michael Jordan. I got a strong argument.
For who?
No. Just against Michael Jordan.
Him.
Just against that.
So you'll take anybody.
No, I know who the greatest basketball player is. I know who the greatest basketball player is. I have a strong argument for my person, but I have a stronger argument against Jordan.
All right, so who's your guy?
Magic Johnson. Laugh if you will, sir.
let's thought you were going to go with Vernon Maxwell. Somebody like to play for the Rockets.
Yeah,
Steve Francis.
Clyde Drexler.
I'm playing with Vernon Maxwell. I just wanted to bring up a good name.
No, that's not a good name. I know him.
Oh, really?
That way.
Vernon Maxwell. I know Vernon. Mario Ellie. He has the hottest wife in the world.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I'm going to Google him right now.
Gina Gaston.
Are all these guys still living in Houston?
I have no clue. I don't hang.
You still live in Houston?
Yeah. I still live in Houston. I just don't hang out with Vernon Maxwell. Mad Max, they called him. He was a psychopath. Yeah.
Well, he's known for being crazy.
Yeah.
Did he go up in the stands one time? And to fight a fan? I think he probably did.
Do
you remember that?
I think he got in a fight in Jamaica several times. This is a club everybody used to hang out in, athletes and drug dealers. And he used to be in there so much.
Oh, yeah.
He was a crazy man.
He still is.
But he could hold Jordan. He could hold
Magic that. Johnson's a reasonable argument. He won 5 rings. I think he probably went to 8 finals.
He won
7 finals.
I've been arguing with him about this for years. He throws out.
But he doesn't take Magic.
Kobe. No, he throws out Kobe sometimes. Nah. Who else do you throw
out? Well, I think you can make reasonable arguments.
Oh, LeBron. He throws
Russell.
Out LeBron.
No, I think Jordan's better than LeBron.
You think? Yeah.
We've argued about that before.
I don't think Jordan's better than LeBron. Nah. I think because you got to be able to play more positions. Jordan can only play 2 positions. Only two. What, you going to put him in the post?
I just think at the end of the game, you know who's going to get a bucket. Jordan's going to get his bucket or somebody else.
Magic Johnson's going to get that bucket. Jordan, how many times did Jordan actually shoot the last shot?
A bunch.
What's the bunch?
A bunch.
In the final,
I can count one in the final.
He started doing it in college.
He passed the ball off to the corner more than anything.
Well, it's because he was doubled.
Yes, which is the thing. So he didn't make the shot.
In the finals, he was 6-0 in the finals.
That's what LeBron is famous for.
43 points leading up to the last possession.
Magic Johnson is the greatest basketball player of all time.
Are you a Lakers fan, or are you just you just a
hate
Magic
the Lakers?
Fan? You
hate
actually
the
hate the Lakers.
Hate the Lakers.
Are you a Rockets fan?
Hate the Rockets.
Who do you like?
And I hate it when they got James Harden. I'm like, yo, so y'all don't want to get anybody who's gonna play defense?
No.
Like, he just gonna shoot. Did you see the last time he's just sitting there dribbling? Like, get the ball out of his hands. He's not a point guard at all. Rockets makes the most. I hate the Rockets. I've always hated
Ollie,
the Rockets.
Listen to this real quick before I let you go. Last night Denver played
Milwaukee.
All right. One of the center for Denver. This is how there's no defense lane. The center for Denver had triple-double in the first quarter. Think about that.
Who is the center for Denver?
The Joker.
Jokic, the Euro. He had a triple-double in the first quarter, in the first 14 minutes of the game.
At 17
assists. I don't even know how it's possible.
What were they doing?
Nothing. Well, they were guarding them.
They allowed like 135 points.
Right.
I mean, it's
just the NBA.
It's
how
just
it is.
The NBA.
Is it better? I still think when I was playing, when I was watching it, when my era was better. Like, you know, I think
everybody always thinks the era is better.
Yeah, I think it's just better.
I agree. Your era is our era, right?
I don't think LeBron would have been dominant like now in the era with Magic played. I don't think that would have happened. I think the Lakers and the Pistons, and I think it would have been everybody
was
his size.
He would still be.
He would have been a great player.
He'd have been a good player, but he wouldn't have been like this. It'd have been like this.
Well, I'll tell you what. Different defense. You wouldn't see teams scoring 135 like that. Unless they went to triple overtime.
Sure. Yeah, they changed that back when the Spurs, when George Gervin was playing with the Spurs, they used to go up there in the Nuggets.
Oh, the Nuggets.
Yeah, they used to drop 120 on you.
Easy. But then it changed.
Oh, no, it's none of that.
Ollie, you're a
good triple man. Double in the first. That's crazy.
Yeah. I know.
I'm still in May. I'm like, I had what?
I almost drove off the road when I heard that.
You should have drove into me. Like, what? A trip in the first. That's insane. No defense.
All right. Ollie Steak is here. He's at the DC Improv. Go to DCImprov.com, right? For tickets. That's how you do it?
Exactly. And Ollie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it. All right. We got our pal Skippy joining us next.
Thank you, Kevin.
Slow down. You don't care about your wig. Now Wooly Willy got a pair of my sneakers. Wonder where he got them, cause I hid them behind my speakers. The optical your reflection is the T-top connection. What makes it clear.
Welcome back. Jackie's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. When you hear Brand Nubian on the show, slow down. Probably the only show in America that plays this on the regular.
Probably.
A that great means song. Our pal Skippy's on for Big Fat Winners.
Also, our podcast, Big Fat Winners, we play. This is our closer for every podcast. Got you.
What's your opener?
It's different old school rap of, 80s and 90s.
Yeah. Whatever you choose.
All right. Are you still trying to track him down? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I called his house and he didn't answer, and Draft's calling his
house.
Hold on,
right, Skippy.
Now.
Hold on. He just texted me.
All right. We can't open the phone lines, though, to give away.
He said, call him back.
A pair of tickets to VIP Shamrock Fest, and Shamrock Fest kicks off March 17th. From 12 to 8 at RFK Stadium Festival Grounds. Tickets on sale now through shamrockfest.com. Of course, you can win your way in right now. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You get more details at thefandc.com/contest. And you know what? We'll hook up the 11th caller with a 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters. That is March 17th through the 18th at Capital One Arena and Eagle Bank Arena. Again, you can get tickets through the Cap One and Eagle Bank Arena box offices, courtesy of Monumental Sports.
All right, Skippy on?
Sum 41 on the lineup at Shamrock Fest.
Ooh.
Look at that.
I like Sum 41.
Shaggy, Less Than Jake, Real Big Fish. Real Big Fish are good in concert.
When has Sum 41 had a hit?
Last time they had a hit? They're good live.
Mid-2000s?
I saw them Warped Tour.
Early 2000s?
Last summer, they're good.
Derek almost died.
He's lucky to be alive.
From his alcoholism.
Didn't the doctor say, if you have one more drop of alcohol, you may die?
Yeah.
So you can never drink again.
Was he married?
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah,
that's right.
If they weren't married, they were certainly dating.
They were
seriously.
Married.
Yeah, yeah. And is she still married to that Donk Chad Kroger?
No, they're done? Splitsville. They're done.
Right. All right, Dunsky. Skippy.
Done, right, Skippy?
Dunsky.
What's
you're
up,
not
Skip?
An Avril Lavigne fan.
She's I don't even know who that is, Beyonce. Who is it?
Come on,
you know that song, Skater Boy.
Yeah, you've seen her.
Smash hit.
Oh, yeah, they divorced. That's a shocker, they're divorced.
Kind of hot in her day. By the way, how was Valentine's Day for you?
It was good. Bought my wife the wrong card. And
what do you mean the wrong card? How do you get your wife the wrong card?
Well, Eric, it's a little bit of a story, but it was a fiasco.
Oh, really?
We've got nothing
so
but time,
Jason,
Skippy.
You knew it was a fiasco. That's why you're asking the question.
Yeah, he likes to set me up for stuff.
Right.
So I go to...
He's always got something going on in his life.
I want to hear it.
Crazy.
You go to the store. You know how when you buy the cards, there's 50 people if you go at the wrong time.
Right.
They're all standing there reading, coughing, hacking. So I just quickly, look through it, pick a card. Usually I take my time. Didn't take my time. In a rush. Open it up. Looked good. So I take it home, sign it, but when I'm signing it, it says, "You've made me the luckiest woman alive." So on the front of the card, there's two people holding hands, but they were two ladies holding. I had no idea they make the same sex, whatever you call it, card.
You're kidding.
No, I didn't either, by the way.
That is hilarious.
I had no idea. Cakes, did you know that? I didn't know that.
So you got a card for like a same-sex couple.
All right.
So I had to cross out the woman and put Skip.
You put Skip.
That's funny. Yeah.
And what did she say?
She just started laughing. I mean, I had no, I don't know today. Then we were talking yesterday, so there's some new thing called pansexual. I don't know what any of this stuff is. My kid, my daughter was talking about it. It's a new deal. I don't know what it, I don't know what's going on today.
What's a, hold on, what's a pansexual?
I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know. It's a new thing. They make up stuff today.
Oh, yeah. Really? I have no idea what that is.
I think it is, like, they don't know who they like or what they like or what they are. I don't know if they know if they're a boy. I don't know what to deal
with. It's like Peter Pan.
It doesn't really matter.
It's a play off Peter Pan.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I don't know.
I mean, how do you even get in that section?
It's the sexual attraction to a person of any sex or gender.
Okay, well, I don't.
That's pansexuality.
I think that might be who you are.
Who?
You.
Come on, man. That's funny. Anyway, that was...
I never heard that term.
So hold on. So she obviously took it well. She laughed. Did you cap the evening off correctly? I don't know if you would listen to the show, but we did a poll here, and only one of the seven junks did.
I would be... So now you're 1 for 8.
Oh, wow. Batting 125.
Hey, look. Let's be serious. Valentine's when you're young, it's different. But now, come on. You give them the cards, you give them a... I can't imagine. I bet if you polled 100 people over the age of 40.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Or 45.
I mean, I don't know why you don't poll this. Facebook? I would be shocked if I would be, and if they're honest, I would be shocked if 20 people out of 100 over the age of 40 had sexual relations of any kind. It could be something with the hands. I don't know what it could be.
Right.
Anything. Yeah, so I would be shocked.
Can you put that poll up on Facebook? Did you hit skins of any sort?
Has to be on the Valentine's evening. Can't be
Valentine's
any other time.
Valentine's evening.
Yeah. I don't.
Hey, guess which one of the four on junks Facebook page. Skippy hit it on Valentine's Day?
I'm going to guess this one right. See, everyone thinks I'm going to say JP. I'm going to say Cakes got very lucky.
Incorrect.
Well, my first choice would have been JP.
Yeah, initial lean was correct.
Why JP?
Well, I mean, come on. Eric's been with Dina for 100 years. Jason's deal is what it is. Cakes is out. And JP gets ice. So, okay, it makes sense.
Wait a second. Why am I out? I'm not out.
I don't know. I just said that. I'm just messing with you.
Cakes claimed when he went to Vegas he was going to hit it 4 times.
Well, I was in 2
years.
Did he do it once?
I think he got 2.
I did it twice. I got over my skis.
I thought he was... Look, JP's the biggest... How long have you been with your wife, JP?
Is it five years?
Married over 5
okay,
years.
Okay, well, that's exciting. I mean, that's newlywed stuff almost.
I was doing that 5 years in, too.
And now you haven't... Anyway.
Now I just sleep. Skippy, now I just sleep.
Right.
I know how Scott is. I know Scott was sized.
Just a couple weeks ago, he was complaining he wasn't getting enough.
I know how he is.
I'm just telling you how it's getting. Even me, as sick as a sick bastard that I was and am,
yeah.
I'm telling you, it's just one of those things in life. It's just not fair. But you just deal with it and you move on.
I'll tell you what, Skippy was a sicko. He was a sicko. I was.
But now I'm kind of over it. I mean, even I'm champ. I mean, I know Jason's been like this for years. I'm kind of just whatever.
You're not. I don't believe that for a second.
No, I'm serious. I like to hold hands and cuddle now. That's it.
Yeah, right. I know you
By the way, I've got to say congratulations to Skippy's daughter, Bailey. She's got a college scholarship.
Oh, nice.
She'll play D2 soccer in Kansas.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
Good for her.
Yeah, it was exciting.
Yeah. What's the name of the university? Fort Hayes, correct?
Thank God she got a scholarship. Yeah, it's Fort Hayes.
Yeah, it's in Western
Kansas. She'll do well.
Kansas.
She's a fighter, scrapper, so they like her. She'll do well.
Yeah, awesome. Good, man.
All right, so we got about 3 minutes here. Another fatty last night. You hit Temple, Wichita over.
Boy,
so,
they went crazy, didn't they?
Now you're 68-42.
How about
very strong?
It's something like that. How about this last night? Again, every single night. Well, maybe not every single night, but at least 2-3 times a week. Top 5, top 6, top 8 teams
going down. Well, and on the road. Well, not on the road, but last night all road.
Purdue looked like Poodoo. And then Cincy, who we were just talking about the other day on our show, said who we thought was unbelievable. Cougars just pummeled them in the second half. Took care of biz.
Scored 43 in the second half against them. That just never happens with Cincinnati.
Well, the tournament's just going to be unbelievable. I mean, again, we've talked about it. It's going to be I don't know who's going to get in. I don't know who's going to win the tournament. It's going to be a lot of upsets. A lot of upsets.
I just can't believe Purdue, who was 6th in the country, could score 53 against Wisconsin.
It's hard. Listen, it's hard to win on the road against anybody. We've talked about it, but
it's hard to look that bad against a bad team, too.
I know Rhode Island's playing again tonight, I think.
Yeah.
On TV.
You like it?
Well, they might just take. I'm telling you, I watched them the other night. That is a team. If they get in, look. Well, they're going to get in. When they get in, if they get the right seeds, look out. That's a Sweet 16 team.
They're playing
athletic and can shoot.
There you can. They're at St. They've won 16 in a row, by the way. They're playing at St. Bonnie's. All right, St. Bonnie's.
No, I think they're home against St. Bonnie. No, I think St. Bonnie.
No,
they're at St. Bonnie.
At St.
Bonnie. Yeah, they're at St. Bonnie.
And they're laying 1.5. This is a team that's 21-3. They've won. They haven't lost a game in a conference. They've won 16 straight. They're only basically a pick 'em at St. Bonnie's.
Well, we know what that means, right? We thought last night, you're like, Cincy, you know, we saw Purdue, you thought Purdue would kill him. So on the road is tough. St. Bonnie's got a kid, I don't know what his name is, but he will literally shoot the ball anywhere on the court from, he's like Trey Young Jr.
I think it's Jalen Adams. I think that's
it might be Adams. They're legit. I think that game will go monkey tonight. How about that? I don't know what the total is. Let me guess, 152.
I don't have the total in front of me. Do you know that Cakes has been betting online the biggest money line? He's got like $300 in his account, and every single night he just looks at the biggest money line and bets $300 to win $8.
Bet the faves.
Who cares? He's picking fatties. That $300 will be $400 by next year.
Sized. By 2019, I'll be building it up.
He's got to pick one tonight. All right, we got to let you go, bro. I'll talk to you soon.
Big fat boys.
Hey, when's
BFW? Have a good weekend.
Hey, when's BFW up? 10 o'clock, right?
I don't know, a couple minutes or something, yeah.
All right. I'm glad you know.
Two biggest technophobes on the planet.
You could follow
them. Then the Chippies.
At Big FN Winners on Twitter.
Can you
and
imagine?
On Facebook, I believe.
Would you ever have thought 20 years ago that Jason and Scott would be hosting a podcast?
No.
Two dummies. Right.
Of course
barely turn their computers on.
And that's all I do. I just turn my computer on and I just let everyone else do it.
Right. It magically
all I do
happens.
Is talk. Yep. Talk into the microphone.
Yeah. But it fits. Oh, yeah, the topic. Oh, yeah, the subject matter.
The gambling. The fact that it's a gambling podcast.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Perfect for us.
Is it gaining some momentum? Do you get more and more downloads?
I don't know.
You don't even know.
He knows.
You could get 50 downloads, you wouldn't even know.
No clue. By the way, I have a good time doing it.
Should let people know. I'll post the sports reporters
weekend, boys.
Later today that I'm doing.
It's coming.
Like
it's
in
coming.
2 seconds.
It starts right
Danny.
Now.
Beep. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.